Hi everyone and welcome to LID Radio Podcast. Today we are hearing from Andrew Kinder, Professional Head of Mental Health Services at Optima Health and co-author of Positive Male Mind and Positive Mental Health. Today he's talking about the impact of financial stress on our mental health.
Hi there. Yes, my name's Andrew Kinder. I'm a counselling psychologist and I've written with Dr. Sean Davis a book called Positive Mental Health, Overcoming Mental Health Problems. And today I want to talk about minimising the impact of money and debt issues on our mental health. And I think the first thing to say is that money and mental health are very closely linked. So worrying about money will affect our mental health. And poor mental health can make managing money very challenging. For example, the Royal College of Psychiatrists found that one in four people with a mental health problem is also in debt. And also, research by the Money and Mental Health Policy Institute found a clear link between financial difficulties and mental health. So really, what I want to say is that, particularly with the COVID-19 situation, it is even more important to actually look at the effect of debt and money issues, either our own debt and money issues or family members or those close to us. And I think it's worth highlighting as well that there are positive steps that we can all take to improve our financial well-being and minimise the impact that money issues have on our mental health. So just think about your own situation. Are you worried about the money worries? Are you in debt? Are you struggling? Are you worried about the future and the uncertainty? It's really good to understand as well about our relationship to money. So do you overspend when you're feeling down? Do you try and make yourself better by buying things when things are tough? It's important to sort of stand back and to objectively analyse what's going on. If you have some debt and money worries, it's good to talk to someone you trust about the situation. It can be hard to start a conversation about this, but it's worth reflecting on whether we have someone we can trust, whether it's a friend, a family member, indeed your doctor or a health professional, maybe your organisation has an employee assistance programme. And get your paperwork in order. Find a regular time to look at your account statements, bills, tax notices, so you're on top of it and there aren't any surprises waiting for you. It's also good practice to keep all that and any important documents together, so that if you want to check something, go straight to what you need. Opening those brown envelopes is also key, rather than, as it were, procrastinating and saying, I'll do it tomorrow. Why not look at these things now, face it, because it's going to help you much more to face it now rather than think it will all resolve in the future. I'll mention at the end some great organisations to go to if you are having quite severe debt issues. But before I get to that, just recognise today, if you have an issue with money, it's very common, many people do, but accept that by sorting out these issues, your mental health will improve and avoid the temptation of spending and taking positive action to do something else. Maybe go for a walk, chat with a friend, even clean out a cupboard at home, perhaps something to stop the temptation. Deregister your credit or debit cards if you feel that that makes purchases online more difficult if temptation does strike. And if you're self-employed, get strict with saving for tax that you'll owe at some point down the line, perhaps by putting it in a different account so you don't get a false sense of security with your bank account balance. Don't forget, you can control the things within your power. Let go of the things you can't influence, as they'll never change. And you'll only deal with one issue at a time, especially related to money. So make a list and work your way through it. Maybe some people find visual lists of what they have to do a bit more easy to comprehend and manage. A further consideration is to involve other people if you're in a household, to look at how you can save money and how you can maybe boost your income. And certainly a great service if you are feeling that you're getting into debt is a company called the Money Advice Service. So they have a website called moneyadviceservice.org.uk, and they have got some great advice and guides to help improve your finances, but also tools and calculators to help you keep on track and planning ahead. And lastly, I think it's worth remembering that with COVID-19 and all the uncertainty and economic damage that that's caused, there'll be a lot more people who have debt issues. So let's tackle the stigma by addressing any of these issues in our own lives proactively, and maybe reaching out to others so they might want to talk to you about their financial concerns, and make sure you really stop and listen and realize it's quite a big step for them to have reached out to you.